Hi, nice to have you back here. I guess the news around baseball, the A-Rod news today, and, of course, the WBC. Then we've got Cactus League ball coming up here. Some other notes. I always like to tell you a little bit about what's going on down here in the Cactus League. Dan Haran gave up 5 hits, 4 runs in the first inning yesterday for the Diamondbacks. Anytime you see that, we haven't gone through the dead arm stage yet. We'll go through that in spring training, but that's something, I guess, to be concerned about. Andrew Jones trying to make that Texas Rangers roster. He got a couple of hits. He's up to 273 now, not in weight, but in batting average. Josh Hamilton is playing again. He had that strained Achilles last weekend. But Chris Davis, who the Rangers really count on at first base, 9 strikeouts and 19 at-bats for him. He claims he's a slow starter. Good news for Mike Sweeney, one of the nice guys in the game. He's trying to make that Mariners roster. If he's healthy, manager Don Wakamatsu says he's going to make it. Got a couple of at-bats for the Mariners yesterday, 0-for-2 with a walk. Randy Messenger, remember him? Played for the Giants. He's played for the Marlins. 3-for-3 in save opportunities down here. He is closing for the Seattle Mariners right now, and he's lost about 35 pounds. Carlos Zambrano, good game for him yesterday for the Cubs. 3 innings pitched. He struck out 5. All right, I had a chance to talk with Matt Slater. He's a special assistant to the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals, an interesting team. Great city of St. Louis, great fans. Boy, you go to those games and everyone is wearing red. They've got some interesting young players making transitions defensively. Joe Mather at third, Skip Schumacher at second. Colby Rasmus, a hot rookie who's very hot right now, gotten on base 7 of 8 times. He's a left-handed hitter, possibly in the outfield. But I want to bring you some of my interview with Matt Slater, give you a little look at the Grapefruit League and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Back with our Inside Look at Baseball, joined by Matt Slater. Nice to have him back with us. We've had him on Inside Baseball Saturday afternoon before. Matt is the assistant to the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. We're in the Cactus League, the Cardinals in the Grapefruit League. We don't get a lot of Cardinal news. When I think of St. Louis baseball, boy, I think of the bright red clad fans and Busch Stadium and just the history of St. Louis baseball. The Cardinals may be a little bit of, I don't want to say rebuilding, but a little bit of a different squad this year.
Yeah, Marty, we're certainly not in a rebuilding phase, but we're trying to give a lot of our prospects an opportunity to play. We feel that our minor league system has come a far ways in the last few years. Baseball America recently ranked us 8th, which is the first time we've been in the top 10 since the 1990s. So we have several positions open on our field right now, one due to injury that we're allowing our young kids to compete for throughout the spring, and hopefully they come through for us.
Yeah, Troy Gloss injured. He won't be back maybe till May or so. And third base, the name David Fries comes up and came over from the Padres, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us a little bit about this young man.
Yeah, we got David Fries in the Jim Edmonds trade, and he had a fantastic year for us last year in AAA. Hit over 300, showed lots of power. Unfortunately, this past offseason, he was involved in a minor car accident, hurt his Achilles heel, and he's a little behind right now. It looks as if Joe Mather has really kind of put himself in the leading role to replace Troy the first month of April. Joe was an outfielder for us last year, has taken to third base, and has really impressed the coaching staff with his work ethic, and he's been able to adapt to it. And Joe is a Phoenix area product here in Arizona and really done well for us.
See, this is why we like the Inside Look at Baseball here with Matt Slater, assistant to the GM of the Cardinals. Grapefruit League, we just don't get enough news about it. Well, you guys have no problem moving people around because your second baseman, Skip Schumacher, used to be an outfielder as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. We really want to try to get Skip in the lineup more. Last year, he was second in the National League in hitting versus right-handed pitching, so he's a very good left-handed hitter. He was an infielder in college, has been an outfielder ever since we signed him. So he's taken to this. He went out on his own before spring training started in January and started learning second base. So it is definitely a work in progress, but it is certainly a possibility that he's going to be able to do it and become our second baseman.
Matt, with the WBC coming up starting this week, Albert Pujols is in spring training with you. He's not playing for the Dominican team. He did have some work done in the offseason. Give us an update on the big boy, Albert Pujols.
Well, Albert's doing just fine, and he is the reason he's not in the WBC is more related to insurance reasons rather than because of his elbow. He had a nerve transplant procedure last November on the elbow, and he's come back fine. He's been healthy. has played in every spring training game that he's needed to, except for today. He's decided not to play against the Dominican WBC team today in an exhibition out of respect to his country.
All right. All right. Bullpen, Jason Isringhausen now is in Tampa Bay trying out with them, and Kennedy is down there as well, the second baseman with Tampa Bay. What does the bullpen look like for the Cardinals? And one name I'll throw out to you, I've mentioned this to you before, seeing him pitch on TV last year, Jason Mott. Boy, he brings it, M-O-T-T-E. And you've got some other people in the bullpen, maybe still looking for that lefty to go with Trevor Miller. But bullpen-wise, what does the Cardinal team look like?
Well, in the back end of the bullpen, the closer right now is by committee, or if someone steps up and becomes that role. We have Jason Mott, who you've mentioned, one of our products of our farm system. He throws very hard, a converted catcher. Chris Perez, who we drafted in the first round a couple years ago out of the University of Miami, who has got a lot of closing experience, throws hard as well. And Ryan Franklin's had a great spring and has always been a steady force in our bullpen. So those three right now will encompass the closer role. Josh Kinney has come back from Tommy John and thrown well this spring. And we have Trevor Miller from the left side. We are looking to maybe add another lefty to the bullpen at some point, either from a group that we brought in as minor league free agents or one of the few that are still out there on the market. So we feel like our bullpen is, though maybe unknown to some people not in the baseball industry, but we have a lot of strong arms and some experience with Franklin and Kinney to mix in there, and it should be a very viable group.
Well, as soon as Matt Slater and I ended that interview, he said, and guess what? We're going to sign Dennis Reyes here in about an hour. And they did. The left-hander, Dennis Reyes, is now in the St. Louis Cardinal bullpen. And that was a good look at the St. Louis Cardinals. Remember those names, Joe Mather and Skip Schumacher and Colby Rasmus. Those are the names coming out of the St. Petersburg area about the St. Louis Cardinals. But Dennis Reyes is going to be a good addition to that St. Louis bullpen. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back right after that, and we'll rattle the lumber with the captain, Ken Korak, right after these messages.